The IWW's influence in Butte met with controversy and was marred by the infamous lynching of one of its organizers, Frank Little, in 1917. Members of the Women's Protective Union marched in the silent procession behind Little's coffin. Val Webster, who would one day become a leader in the WPU, actually attended the funeral at the tender age of 5 with her mother. The WPU concurred with the IWW's approach to trade unionism as a vehicle for social justice. They organized to help their members not only on the job, but also by providing housing options as well as childcare and health care.